Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah, Daf Kovches, in the Art School, Oiz Vahadur edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the beginning of Aloha Aleph, starting three lines down in Amud Aleph. Sukkah Gemara B'yoisi, B'raboyin, B'shem Rabo, Bar Memel, Lama Koyim Es Halil Kol Shiva Simeachak. Why you do Aleph for 7 days? We have 7 days full Halil. Can I get the Lulav Shem Es Chadish Kol Shiva? Because you have a Lulav every day. And the lulav is a new mitzvah. Every day is a new mitzvah of lulav. You do all connected that. V'lama mikol elin milayo chalil taninon. From all the instruments that they played in Shmichas B'Shoheva, we only mention the chalil, the flute. Why not the other instruments? Says the Gemara, shezeh lekitzin mizeh lekitzin. The Shmichas B'Shoheva happens only, it's not very frequent, it happens only in Sukkos. And the chalil happens only a few days a year that you play the flute. Other instruments you play every day. Really, that's why it's chaviv and chaviv. So therefore, told chaviv be chaviv. That's why we put the we mentioned chesubis shreivo. We mentioned the chol of the flute, which is chaviv. The Gemara brings another example to this. Ubatzeres oimer loy helech matzo helech chometz. In Shavuos, you have breads made out of matzo and breads made out of chometz. Different than the rest of the year, everything is matzo. So what does he say to the koyet to take? Take the matzah, take the chometz. It's tari tari the chometz v'elech matzah. Some say the opposite. First chometz and matzah. Well, no, v'elech matzah, he says it first, shehu todir. Because every day you have matzah. But no, v'elech chometz, shehu chaviv. So same idea, I want to mention the chaviv first. Why it's called Beis Shoheva? Lashon she'iva, drawing the water. The main thing is the nisuch hamayim, putting the water in the mizbech. So the they drew Ruach HaKodesh from when he brought the water up. The person who refers to the Sheiva, because that's the what comes with the Sheiva is Ruach HaKodesh. Says the word Dalmo, a story. Rabbi Levi v'Yehuda Bar Nachman havu nasvin tartisilin. Rabbi Levi v'Yehuda Bar Nachman used to take 2 sloim. That was their payment to do what? Meil mitzamto kahalo koyim Rabbi Yochanan. To gather the troops in front of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning they were, so to speak, the first act. Before Rabbi Yochanan gave his drasha, they would come and give divrei agado, and they were moishech zahon. They made sure that's what brought people to the shir. So they used to alternate. Rabbi Levi and Yehuda Bar Nachman, 1 week of Levi used to speak, and one week of Yehuda Bar Nachman used to speak. Says the Gemara, Ahal Rabbi Levi, came one time, Bedorash, he said the following drasha, Yoyna bin Amisai, Yoyna the Navi, Me'asher Hoyo, he came from Shevet Asher. The pasuk says the Asher is Nachlo, one of them is Tzidon, and he did not do it yet. So you see that Tzidon belongs to Asher. Regarding Eliyahu Novi, it says Kum lech Tzirfaso shel Tzidon. Go to Tzirfaso. That's the Isho that Eliyahu was by. That the child that she had was Yoina. So you see, he was by Tzidon. That means he was an Asher. Oh, Rabbi Yechonon, Ken Rabbi Yechonon, the main darshan. Vedorash, he said this differently. He said, Yoina ben Amitai mi Zvulun ayo. He keep a shiva Zvulun. Tichtiv ayah la goyer la shlishi livnei Zvulun ishmechoysom. The pasuk refers to the Gvulim of Zvulun. Tichtiv umisham over kedmo mizracho. Kito chefer ito katzin. So it refers to the locations of Zvulun. Tichtiv kedva Hashem lokei soa shadiber biad avdo yoin ben Amitai hanovi. Hashem igata chefer. So it says gata chefer in both. So you see it's from Zvulun. So the next Shabbos. So now it was the turn of Yehuda Bar Nachman to speak. So Omar Levi Yehuda Bar Nachman. So Levi told Yehuda Bar Nachman, Savach inlin tartin silayo. You need the money. You take the money for what you have to speak this week. I'll be the one saying the opening act for the Rabbi Yochanan. Because he wanted an answer to Rabbi Yochanan and said, Ol v'omar k'mayin yefeh limanu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, good. Imoy me'osher ve'oviv mizvulun. The mother is from Shevet Asher. The father is from Shevet Zvulun. Why? Because it says the pasuk v'yachasoy al tzidoin. The pasuk is referring to Zvulun, but there's a remezir to Yoina. Yerch shiatzo yimenu mitzidunoyo. I mean, where he was born from, his mother came from Tzidoin. And that, as mentioned before, came from Shevet Asher. So the mother from Asher, the father from Zvulun, and that's from Yashev, those two things. Continues now the Gemara to speak about Yoina to connect it to our sugyo. V'chtiv v'yorad yafoy. He went down to Yafoi. The Gemara says if he was by Zvulun, the more appropriate losha should be Vayal Yafoi. He went up to Yafoi, not went down to Yafoi. Elama, or you should say, Lo Tzucho Dilo V'yorad Akoi. He went to Akoi, which was the port. Why does it say V'yorad Yafoi? Answers the one at the top of Amud Beis. Oma, Yoino, Yoino Ben Amitai, Me'oile Regolim Oyo. He went to the regal. He went to Bis Hamikdash. Fin nichnas asichus Bis Shreivo. He was in the Sichus Bis Shreivo. Veshoros olav Ruach Hakodesh that we just mentioned. The Ruach Hakodesh comes in Sichus Bis Shreivo, and that's how he became a Navi. And he made from Yerushalayim went to Yafoi. Then it's more appropriate to say Veyorad Yafoi went down to Yafoi. The Nam Dachosh Shem Ruach Hakodesh show you Ela Alev Sameach. From here you learn the only way Ruach Hakodesh comes is only in happiness, like Sichus Bis Shreivo. My timer, what's the source to this? Says in the pasuk, "Vayak kenogin aminagin v'tiyah lav ruach elokim." So ruach elokim comes when there's the music. The Gemara brings up, by the way, Joshua on this pasuk. Amar binyan bar Levi, "Vayak kenogin baminagin enktiv kan." Doesn't say someone play the instrument. Ela vayak kenogin aminagin on its own v'tiyah lav ruach elokim. So from here you learn that the kinner of David HaMelech used to play on its own, and now there was someone playing it. Continues the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda kol shelo ro difli istebo shel Alexandria. It's a double seating arrangement for the important people that was in Alexandria. We never saw the Kovid Yisrael because it was an unbelievable Kovid Yisrael, the amount of people that came to that place. What was it? It was a big house. There was two rows of seating for the important people. When they got together, Am Yisrael, sometimes there was there 1.2 million people. There were 70 chairs of gold, full of precious stones. Each one of the skanim, because they had established a Sanhedrin there. Each one was worth 25 riboy, which means 250,000 dinari zov. Ubima shalets b'emza. In the middle, there was a big bimo. And the shamash was on top of it. Someone read the Torah. The shamash used to wave with the sudor, with the kerchief. Every bracha they would do that sign because you couldn't hear. There's 1.2 million people. So how do they know to say amen? They waved with a kerchief. Everybody knew now to say amen. Even though there was many people, they were very organized, and every umnus, every profession sat on its own. Came a guest. He will know where to go, where is the people that are dealing with his business. Who destroyed the Jewish settlement in Alexandria? That was the name of the Rasha. So says the Gemara, Tanam Shirim Ben Yoichai, B'shloishu Mikomis Yizor Yisrael Shaloi Lashuv Eretz Mitzrayim. Three places it says, Nam Yisrael should not go back to Mitzrayim. Shinimara Ke Asher Yitim Mitzrayim Ayoyim Loi Sosifu Yerosim Oida Adoylam. The way you see Mitzrayim, you will not see it again. Meaning don't go back to Mitzrayim. That's Pasuk number one. Pasuk number two is, Asher Amar Lachem Loi Sosifu Lashuv Adech HaZeoid. Another Pasuk, don't go back to that derech to Mitzrayim. And the third one in the Klala Zasiv is, Shivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Borin Yers. It's a curse to go back to Mitzrayim. And they three times they went back to Mitzrayim. And the three times they got destroyed. Am Yisrael got hurt. They went back. They went there to ask for help. What it says over there. They're not a god, and the horses only flesh. They're not going to save you. And the puzzle concludes. Kulum Yichlayun. The sword will go after you in Mitzrayim. The story over here that he killed all the Jews, the millions of Jews, to live in that area. So what was the story with Torgei Yonos HaRosha? On Tisha B'Av, he had a baby boy. So then, all the Jews were fasting. So it looked like they're fasting that he had a son. His daughter died in Chanukah. They're lighting candles. It looked like they were happy for the fact that his daughter died. His wife sent him. Until you're going to conquer other nations. Come and conquer the Jews that are rebelling against you. He wanted to come in 10 days. It took him only 5 days. Also, the Ashkenazim are seeking Be'er Raisa. Saw them learning Torah with Pesuk and the Pasuk. Yisro Hashem Alecha Goy Mirochok Mikzeh Aretz. Pasuk it says, "Kshibuchu bring on you a goy from the other edge very quickly." Amar Lo, Ma Avitin Asikim? What are you busy with? What are you learning? Amar Le'achin. This Pasuk it says, "Kashayidi Anesher." He's going to come very fast against us. וכן אמר לו, so he told them, ההוא גברו, it's me. The choshe meisi laso yoimin vaoso lachamisho. It took me so fast to come, that means the apostle referring to me. Vehikivam li yernis, he surrounded them with soldiers, vehorgon and killed them. Omer le nesheim, nishmois atem leligyun oisai, if you're going to agree to be with my soldiers, vein ani oregischem, I won't kill you. What he did for the ones on the ground, the ones that you killed, our husbands, you could do for the ones that are standing us. And the bloods of the wives come mixed with the bloods of the husbands. And went to this place called Kiporis. Then the big Keren Yisrael, the big Kovod Am Yisrael they had was cut off. This big Kovod not come back until Mashiach Midomi comes. You won't have the return of this Kovod Am Yisrael had only at that time in Alexandria. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkot Dav Kovches.